Welcome to this special episode celebrating International Day of Happiness. On March 20th, people around the world come together to recognize the importance of happiness in our lives and promote the idea that everyone deserves to be happy. Now, I'm all about happiness, so let's begin celebrating. As a happiness creator, or one in the making, you know that happiness comes from within and that it's not just a fleeting feeling, but something that can be cultivated and developed over time. In fact, research has shown that our happiness is within our control, which means we have the power to create more joy and contentment in our lives. Now, happiness is an individual pursuit, but it is also a collective one. You know, when I'll ask a woman, I'll say, what is the number one thing you really want? And 9 times out of 10, her answer is, I want to be happy. So as we celebrate International Day of Happiness, let's focus on the importance of spreading joy and positivity to those around us, whether it's through acts of kindness, volunteering, or simply sharing a smile. Each one of us has the power to create a ripple effect of happiness in our families, communities, and beyond. So, how can you cultivate happiness? I am so glad you asked, because that's what I'm going to share with you in today's episode. This is Your Happy Life, the podcast that will inspire you to embrace a happy mind and a joyful heart in partnership with God. You'll be uplifted and encouraged to become a happiness creator as you walk in faith toward the future of your dreams. Hi, I'm Donna Berger, your host and happiness creator guide and mentor on this fun, amazing, and life-changing journey. Get ready to amplify your happiness and shift your energy, because as you become happier, it's easier to create your happy life. Welcome back. I am waving hi to you from over here behind my mic. I hope that you are well, and I'm so happy you're here. So Monday is the first day of spring, and it is also the International Day of Happiness. Now, this day is celebrated every year on March 20th, and it was established by the United Nations to promote the importance of happiness and well-being for all people around the world. Happiness is a fundamental human goal, which means everyone wants to be happy. It's a natural, essential human goal. The purpose of happiness is a fundamental part of our human experience, and it's something that we all strive for. It's not just a nice to have. It's a basic need that is essential to our well-being. No matter who you are or where you're from, the desire for happiness is universal. And we all have the power to pursue it in our own way. So let's celebrate our shared pursuit of happiness and support each other in our journey towards greater joy and fulfillment. Okay, so real quick before we dive in, I don't want you to miss out on the free resources I have for you. So all three of these resources are, well, completely free and available on my website. And you can head over to donnaberger.com and check them out, but also the link is in the show notes. So let's dive in. What is happiness? You know, happiness is subjective. Ask anyone and you will get a different answer, because what makes one person happy may not necessarily bring joy to another. However, there are certain practices that can increase your overall happiness and well-being. Happiness is much more than just fleeting emotions. It is a state of being, something you can cultivate, and it can have a positive and lasting impact on all areas of your life, mind, body, soul, and spirit. So when you prioritize happiness, you will experience positive impacts in all areas of your life. You can experience increased physical, emotional, and social well-being. Okay, do I have to say this? Okay, I'm going to say this. There is no downside to happiness. Studies have shown that happiness has many benefits, such as increased productivity, creativity, resilience, better relationships, and even longer life expectancy, just to name a few. Therefore, it is essential to prioritize happiness in your life. Okay, we're going to go through the mind, body, soul, spirit. Number one, happiness has a positive impact on your mind. When you are happy, your brain releases neurotransmitters such as dopamine and serotonin, which can boost your mood and enhance your cognitive function. Studies have shown that happy people tend to be more creative, productive, and have better problem-solving skills. Number two, happiness can have a positive impact on your body. When you are happy, you tend to have better physical health. Happiness can boost your immune system, reduce your risk of heart disease, and lower your blood pressure. This is because when you are happy, your body produces fewer stress hormones, which can have a negative impact on your physical health. Number three, happiness can have a positive impact on your soul. When you are happy, you tend to feel more fulfilled and content with your life. You can experience a sense of purpose and meaning in your life, which can lead to a greater sense of spiritual well-being. Number four, happiness can have a positive impact on your spirit. When you are happy, you tend to feel more connected to God, yourself, others, and the world around you. You experience a sense of inner peace and joy, which can deepen your spiritual connection and enhance your faith and overall sense of well-being. Happiness is within your reach. So here are some simple tips to help you cultivate more happiness in your life. Spread kindness. Small acts of kindness can go a long way in brightening someone's day as well as your own. Whether it's paying for someone's coffee, holding the door open for someone, or simply offering a kind word, look for opportunities to spread positivity and kindness wherever you go. Cultivate positive relationships. The people we surround ourselves with can have a significant impact in our happiness or on our happiness. Seek out relationships that are supportive, positive, and bring you joy. Pursue your passions. When we engage in activities that we love, we often experience a sense of flow and fulfillment that can boost our happiness. Make time for the things that bring you joy, whether it's art, music, dancing, sports, or anything else that lights you up. Focus on gratitude. When you are grateful, you shift your attention from what you don't have to what you do have. Take a moment each day to think of at least three things that you are grateful for. This can be anything from having a roof over your head to a delicious cup of coffee. Practice awareness. Becoming aware of your present moment and observing what's all around you gets you into your beingness. So become aware of your thoughts and feelings. So if you are having negative thoughts or negative feelings, you can shift them. When you are mindful and aware of what you're thinking, you can manage your emotions and enjoy the present moment. Connect with others. Surround yourself with positive, supportive people that can definitely have a wonderful impact and add more enjoyment to your journey towards more happiness. You know, we are social creatures and social connections are vital for our well-being. So take the time to connect with friends and family, join a club or group that interests you, or volunteer in your community. Okay, talking about community, if you haven't already joined, I would like to extend an invitation for you to join me and the other incredible women in our private Facebook group, where we focus on faith-based personal growth and living happier every day. You can find the link in the show notes. Next, take care of your physical health. Your physical health is interconnected with your mental health, so it's essential to prioritize self-care. This includes eating a balanced diet, getting enough sleep, and exercising regularly. Use positive affirmations because they are a powerful way for you to cultivate happiness. When you repeat positive affirmations to yourself, you are programming your mind to believe in your abilities, strengths, and your worth. Now, this can help you overcome negative self-talk and build a more positive mindset. By incorporating positive affirmations into your daily routine, you can create a powerful foundation for happiness and success. You know, you can say your affirmations out loud, write them down in a journal or a notebook. And you know what? You can think about them throughout your day. These powerful statements can help you cultivate a happy mind. And last but not least, in fact, this is extremely important. Have a vision for your life and then create a plan to bring your dreams to fruition. If you feel stuck and struggle with this, I mean, this is kind of what I do, just an FYI. Scripture states, where there is no vision, the people perish. Having a vision and sense of purpose and meaning in life can bring you joy and fulfillment. Think about what your values are, what your passions are, and how you can use them to contribute to the world in a meaningful way. When you have a clear direction and you can, and your focus is sharp, you can create a sense of peace so you can happily move in the direction of your dreams. Now, whether you add a few of these or all of these, by incorporating these simple practices into your daily life, you can cultivate more happiness and an overall sense of well-being. So as we celebrate International Day of Happiness, let's remember that happiness is not a destination, but a journey. By cultivating love, joy, positivity, and kindness in our own lives and in the world around us, we can create a brighter, more joyful future for all. Now, are you ready to make happiness a priority so you can experience all the amazing, amazing benefits? Personally, I think celebrating happiness is an everyday thing. So, my beautiful friend, prioritize your happiness so you can become happier every day. Until next time, choose happiness and keep smiling. Bye. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, I'd be honored if you'd share, follow, or subscribe and review the show on your favorite podcast platform or on YouTube so you never miss an episode. And I'd like to thank you in advance for your positive review and for sharing this podcast, because this will help other faith-based women discover this show so they can join us in becoming happiness creators. You know, I am really excited to be on this fun, amazing, and life-changing journey with you as we walk in faith toward creating the happy life of our dreams. Have a happy and blessed day. Bye.